technology, sorry. Maybe. So, a while back, somebody called me at home and asked if they could borrow this coffee pot from the church. I don't care, sure, whatever, as long as it's not that one. Mostly because that one's a pain in the neck to set up anywhere and get ready to go. And I said, sure. But the way things worked out, they couldn't get here to get it. And so somebody, what do you see? Don't try and read it. It doesn't say anything anymore. Coffee pot, right? And, you know, with a coffee pot, you put coffee, your water in there, and you put grounds in there, and then you plug it into the wall, and you make coffee, right? Looks beautiful, right? No innards, no outards, nothing. So if they would have come all the way over here to pick this up, they would have been out of luck. And they probably would have taken that one. Great Tom Hanks movie. Great Tom Hanks movie called The Money Pit. Anybody ever seen it? Well, what's it about? It's not hard. They bought a house. And it's a beautiful house. It's an amazingly beautiful house. Until you walk through the front door. And spend a minute or two or ten there. And things are falling apart. Things are exploding. Creatures are living. I was thinking about this actually last week because I went in to look at that and just started to laugh because I realized there was nothing inside of it, so it was a good thing they didn't come to get it. But I was thinking about that. When people see you, are you a money pit? Are you a coffee maker with no innards at all? Or is what I see what I get? Are you a beautiful house? When you walk through the front door, everything is amazing and just as advertised? Are you a coffee pot where you open it up, you put the coffee grounds in, the water in, you plug it in, you got great coffee? Or are you the beautiful house on the outside and you walk in and it ain't what you're advertising? See, and we're going to talk about this during the message this morning a little bit. God is looking here. And if I proclaim myself to be a Christian, I should do a couple things, right? I should act like one. Most of the time. Nobody's going to do it 100% of the time because that would be perfect and the guy who did that died. The guy who did that also rose from the dead. Don't think I'm going to be doing not that way. But when people see me, are they getting what I portray? When people see you, is it the real thing? Or is it a generic version? Medication, generic versions are great. Christians, not so much. Because let me tell you something absolutely 100% for sure. All I had to do was open the top. All Tom Hanks had to do was walk in the front door of that house and spend a few minutes. All people out there have to do is watch you. How are you acting when you're bowling? How are you acting when you're grocery shopping? How are you acting when you're on an airplane? How are you acting when you're in a karate tournament? How are you acting when you're at work? How are you acting when you're... Because trust me, people that hear you talk about Christ, you know what they're doing? They're watching. It's like your kids. When they're little, don't tell me they don't hear you. They hear everything. Don't tell your parents you didn't hear them. They hear everything. And you know what's worse? They see everything. He's giving you a look. Already are. They see everything. They hear everything. Your kids are watching you. But know what? Those guys out there, people that are not Christian, that hear you talk about Christ, they're waiting for you to mess up. They're waiting for you to mess up. It's okay, I'm forgiven. Okay, yeah, but you're also doing... And we're all guilty of that to a certain extent. A little bit. Some way more than others. But does the outside truthfully portray what's inside? Or are you an empty vessel? That's all I got.